opportunity to rehearse together, and I was beating time as I heard the group sing, and I realized at once that it was a slightly faster tempo than I'd more or less practiced with the two choirs. And I was trying to sort of drag the ordinary seaman along to match it. It was slightly out, but I listened to a rebroadcast of it, and it wasn't too bad. But that was our only call of fame as far as broadcasting went. I have a record that I don't play to anybody, because as the lead singer in things, I used to sing too loud, a lot of lead singers do, and I should have known better. But it was a recording of the Dutch National Hymn of Thanksgiving done at a church in Windsor where we went down and sung. And I don't know, I haven't played it for years. It's an old 78 record, I think. I'll play it sometime today. Anyway, off I went to the West Coast to pick up the Quebec. And Ralph Hennessy, I'm grateful to say, was to be my XO. And she'd been under refit some time out in the West Coast, and they did a magnificent job. I took her over, and we commissioned with a bunch of ordinary seamen. And walking around the upper deck, you know, there were several, many of my ex-Cornwallis people, many of whom had sung in the choir. And they'd say, "Sir, are we going to have a choir? Sir, are we going to have a choir?" Well, quite frankly, although I left the choir with regret, I was glad to get away from it, because it was so demanding, you know. I worked every day of the week, in effect, and my wife wasn't too keen on it. As we'd have to go off every Sunday, and I'd be at choir practice on Saturday, and the only time we'd have off would be Saturday afternoon. But I thought, well, why not? So I wrote a letter to Ottawa pointing out that I needed an organ, and the reason I gave reasons, and the reasons were so good that I felt they could not refuse, giving me some measly $1,000 or so to buy an organ to rig in the rec space. And they came back very coldly and said, no, you can't have an organ. Well, just before we sailed, the Admiral gave a cocktail party, and I'd had a letter from Rollo Mingy, actually, saying that they wanted me to take there was a civilian that I would carry from Victoria, from Esquimalt round to Halifax, and he was a Treasury Board official attached to the Naval Service. Unfortunately, I forget his name. And at this cocktail party over in the dockyard, I was to meet this man, and as soon as I met him, I said, "Ah, you're the man I want to see." I said, "How come the Treasury can't, the Navy can't afford to buy an organ?" Well, he was a man who recently suffered a heart trouble, and Mingy had just said, "Well, no," and he served the Navy well, or was serving the Navy well. And Mickey said, "Well, you can take a trip around," and he squared it with the Treasury officials, and so he went up to Esquimalt and was to take the ship around, and he was naturally very keen to meet the guy who was the captain of the ship he was traveling in. So he said, and I said to him, "How come the blighted, measly Treasury can't send a few dollars on an organ?" He said, "Do you want an organ?" So I gave him a copy of this letter that I'd written, and he was a devout Catholic himself. And he said, "Well, sure, you can have an organ." I said, "Really?" He said, "Sure, I can fix that." He said, "Oh, where do they sell them?" I said, "Eaton's have got them." So he and I went down to Eaton's, and they showed us an organ. I said, "I'll take that one." And it was an organ with two loudspeakers and $1,200. and he signed the chip, and that was all. Well, that wasn't exactly all I'd heard about it, because I heard more about it. Anyway, to get it back on board, there was it would barely go through the watertight door into the wreck space, and old Brian Spencer sent over his welders and things, and they were quite prepared to burn out the door and re-weld it back again in order to get it in. But fortunately, by jiggling, we just managed to scrape it through, and it was set up in the wreck space, and thereby hangs a tale, because in order to use the thing, we needed 110 volts DC. Well, Quebec was an AC ship, and so in order to get 110 volt DC, I had to get the dockyard to run a line from the WT office up to the wreck space and put a plug in so that they could start up the alternator down there and deliver 110 volt DC for the organ to plug in. Now there was a plug at the other end of the rec space from this same alternator, so that we could use a film projector. But the organ would not go at that end, and it had to go up the other end. And so I got the dockyard to run an extension. Well, in due course, over a fairly long period of time, this came to the notice of the people who said no in Ottawa. And I received an official letter from Ottawa drawing attention to QRCN about refitting, and which says any unauthorized alterations and additions that are provided in the ship must be paid for by the person authorizing them. And I was to give my reasons in writing. Well, we really cooked up a reply for that. We used it. They knew damn well I was using the plug for the organ, but I said that owing to the number of new entry training classes that we had, we also had a slide projector, and we wanted to be able to use both plugs at once. It was a pretty weak excuse, but what could they say? And away we went. Well, I had a very... I enjoyed Quebec. She was a beautiful ship. Beautiful ship to handle, and I had a capable bunch of officers, with Ralph Hennessy as my XO, Tuffy McKnight as my training officer, and he was good, along with Petley Jones as my navigator. I never had to worry about navigation at all. And one of the big event, of course, was the coronation, where Roger Bidwell wore his flag in Quebec, and we sailed with the carrier Magnificent, the Ontario, the La Halloise, and a couple of destroyers, and showed the flag over in England, and that's how I came to Plymouth, as I recited to you before. Now I'm going to pause for a while now. Well, Hal, I think that's just about it. There's probably some other things that I'll think of later on, but I think you've got the major portions of my story, and I hope it'll be of use to you. You can keep this tape, of course. It's an old one that I'm redubbing, and a little bit of music left on both sides. Just keep this and incorporate it as you feel required to do. I had a call from Jimmy Hibbard yesterday thanking me for my cooperation. Okay, Hal.
Thank you. You have just heard Felix Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 1 in C minor, Opus 11, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. It's coming up for 10 minutes past 1, and time for a brief look at the latest news from the Associated Press. President Reagan...